I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. struck three bases belonging to Iranian-backed militia in Iraq on Wednesday, a move the Iraqi government called reckless escalation. The strikes follow countless attacks on U.S. military personnel since October and an Iranian airstrike in Kurdistan on January 17. Edwin with Heart for Iran says,
Iran is attempting to showcase its military strength and signal to United States, to Israel, and even to Arab allies its readiness to confront external threats.
Heart for Iran furthers the Great Commission in Iran through media and technology. Pray their messages will encourage and reassure believers in Iran.
Please pray for the stability in the region and peace for the Church of God as she's carrying out the kingdom's mission.
And MENA Leadership Center is expanding their own online services and launching a new opportunity for their partners. Most of their current coursework is live training online. However, ministry leaders can have trouble attending live courses, so MLC is preparing to launch an on-demand program. Dr. Jen Murph with MLC says,
this is where we are going to do high-quality, production-quality video content that doesn't just, it's not a talking head, but it's a moment of experiencing our coursework. And then it's also through relationship. You're going to feel like you know your instructor as well as the material.
Plus, MLC is launching a new platform called Powered by MLC. This platform will host on-demand courses from trusted partners. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.